Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Welcome to the Jabbercast, show number 17 for the week of
January 8th, 2007. My name is Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How you doing, Big JD?
Doing good.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Mm-hmm. What makes you feel good?
I just I go with that in my mind to make myself believe that everything's okay.
Is it your pet?
My pet.
See, I'm always going to segue at that point.
You did a quick segue. I usually do it, and you just keep talking about something else or that birthday thing, like... Just flew right by. We did a pet show already, didn't we? Oh, that was Pet Peeves. And there's a pet now. I see a long-haired terrier cat.
Yeah, that's obviously Figaro.
I think all cats are terriers because they tear up everything. Don't they tear up the furniture? And anyway, this week's show is the pet show.
Yes, it is.
You got some pets?
I have a few pets, yeah.
I don't have any pets.
And pets we had as children would be cool. What pets?
Oh, I had lots of pets as a kid, yeah.
Sure. So your parents
were... We had everything.
Your parents were into...
Yeah, they didn't really mind most of the time. Cats were okay. Dogs, we had... I think when I was really little, we had a dog. And then later on, we had tried a dog. We didn't have a really big house. And we had a dog that was too big for the house. And we had newts.
What the f*** is a newt?
We had snakes. We had dogs, of course, cats. I think my brother had a hamster at one time. I don't know if we actually had mice. We might have had mouse at one time.
You call those pets? We used to call them varmints around here.
Well, yeah, but they were like domesticated.
Domesticated mice.
No, they were trained. We had sea monkeys.
Sea monkeys.
Never did grow or whatever they were supposed to do.
I heard of sea horses.
Yeah, these were monkeys. What else did we have? What other pets are there? We had fish.
Real monkeys.
Yeah, we didn't have any real monkeys. I think my parents thought we were monkeys.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
Get your monkey today from Monkey Co.
I'm thinking of the Bare Naked Lady song.
Oh, yeah, the monkey postcard from a monkey or something. What is that?
I don't know.
That's a cool tune. I like that.
So you had a lot of pets as a kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have stories. You have pets now.
I have pets now, sure.
I hear pets. I see pets.
And why do we have pets? It's mostly for the children, I have to think. And my wife likes...
I think so.
My wife likes a cat laying on her lap.
Yeah. Warmth.
That's what it
friendly,
is.
Friendly.
Yeah.
Cuddly.
Yeah. I'm not so much into that, but that's why she likes cats. Myself, I have a bad vibe about cats.
Oh, really?
There was a lot of cat hatred in my neighborhood because one of my neighbors had it was out of hand. It was one of those houses where there's just cats just keep breeding and breeding, and eventually they're like 10 thick before you get into the yard. Mm-hmm. And they would terrorize the whole neighborhood. They'd come over and they'd be having sex in your backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
At 2 o'clock.
Used to hear that at night all the time. Yeah.
Knocking shit over and running into stuff. And it was just, it was disgusting. And there was an odor in the air. Mm-hmm. It was like, ooh, this is disgusting.
I've watched cats go up to tires and they shake their ass at it and squirt shit out.
That is
cats.
The worst smell.
And it's always stained, like your car tires and things like that, or a side of a house or something anyway. But so, yeah, they were annoying and stinky. And
exactly. And so there was kind of a overall cat negativeness in the neighborhood. Like if you talk about cats, oh, fuck me, cats, rah! You know, it was that kind of attitude. And I grew up with that because these people had all these cats. And even sometimes they would weed them out, or the Humane Society.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm thinking
the
about?
The cat pound.
The cat pound. Yeah, so they'd come there and they'd round up all but one cat or something. But sure enough, they'd...
This here's a kitty roundup.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was. But they'd just come right back again. It was insane. So, and there's the stories I have of what some of the teenage boys in my neighborhood have done to cats, which I won't say on the air here because it's pretty bad. So that's where my cat psyche comes from. So when my wife wanted a cat, it was like, cats, nay, I don't want no cats. But it turns out it was my compassionate heart that allowed a cat into the yard in the first place. Because there was a stray black cat that had just wandered into our yard. I think it was the first year we moved here. And he just kept coming around. And, you know, I'm not used to this country life back then. And so, you know, it's an animal. It's coming around me. It's nice. It's not one of those kind of cats.
It's not spraying all over my legs.
It's not out of hand. And it was a little kitten besides. It was like a little...
Nice when they're kittens and they're fun.
Yeah. So I didn't say anything about it. Didn't tell my wife about it or nothing. And then a little while later, I realized it's here forever kind of thing. Like, it's not leaving. So I ended up, look what we got here. And my wife knew how I felt about cats. And she goes, can it just stay in the garage?
Mm-hmm. That's how it starts.
That's how it starts.
And how many do you have now?
Two, just two.
Okay.
We just had the one big one. And she actually went and got Figaro like a long time ago. I think we said he's about
Figaro.
Yep. And she actually went and got him because the other cat that we had got hit by a car or something.
Oh, the black one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so she
didn't throw it out on the road.
No.
Okay.
That's common here.
Throwing cats on the road?
Yes. No. Roadkill. Pets.
Yeah.
Pets on the roadkill.
I see them all on the way here.
Yeah, exactly.
I stopped for lunch.
So she ended up getting Figaro somewhere. Someplace it seemed like, which was like my neighbor's house. It's what she made it sound like. There was cats everywhere.
Okay,
she ended up taking on. Mm-hmm. So we've had him for a long time, but the other cat we got now is also a stray. We've had lots of strays come into our life, I guess you'd say. But we always let them out. We're not going to leave cats in the house. And they end up making their way to the road. And
they have litter boxes inside, though?
Litter box inside, yeah, of course. Down in the basement. And so that's where the source of the other cat. So Figaro has seen so many cats and dogs, actually, too, come into here. We stopped getting dogs because of where we live, and they just keep escaping and getting hit at the road. We had a beagle once. Wacky dogs. They are wacky dogs. And he was, we wanted him to stay in the house because every dog we had before that got hit by a car, except the first one, because we had an invisible fence. He was trained and something else happened to him. Health things, which we got to talk about vets. Make sure we talk about vets before the end of the show.
Vets are cool, man. The 07s are sweet. We had a beagle once too, but I could only play military songs on it.
and this beagle was inside the house dog, and we'd put him on we'd walk him right out on his collar, drag him out to his
the road.
Here comes a car now. Oh, there's a Mack truck. That'll do it for sure.
He's not out far enough. Kick him.
And we'd tie him to a chain that we could reach right from the door. He must have smelled something. He smelled something on the road. It was a dead bunny that was like totally squished into the ground, like, and he must have smelt that from over there. Uh-huh. And he snapped his chain or pulled it out of the ground. I forget what he did. I was amazed when I saw him. Like, holy hell, he got loose. And I looked all over for him, look, and sure enough, he's laying right next to the dead rabbit. It's like
laying this, next to it.
Yeah, like there was a rabbit that's been ran over about 1,000 times, and then there's the dog that got hit once, and he was
hit laying by. Yeah. Okay, I thought he just went out there to lay by it to
no
hang out. So, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, so we've had like four dogs here, and we said, okay, that's enough of that, because you can only make so many trips to the vet. Obviously, he didn't make a trip to the vet, but any pet stories yourself? Crazy pet stories?
When I was really little, when we lived at some other place before we were at the place where we lived for a long time and had pets that I remember. We had pets, and I think I recall one pet used to come in out of the basement window or something. If I'm not mistaken, it had one time come in through the basement window because my parents would leave it open or something like that, and it got caught on a nail.
Ouch.
That was hung up for a picture that wasn't on it or something like that. And died that way.
Oh,
that's a strange death. I think. I think that's I have the story right. And I think another one was maybe hit by a car or something. And I think we had a cat that was once hit. We had one cat. I'm trying to think of his name. Don't remember what it was called. But he got up under the hood of the motor.
Oh yeah,
where it was warm, you know.
Yeah.
And my dad went out to go to work in the morning, and just tore him right up. He was all over the place. Anyways, he didn't survive. I always wanted a pet squirrel. I still would like one. Squirrels are pretty cool. Like, they're crazy, but I mean, they're a cool looking little thing when they come running around you and stuff like that. Because I feed them nuts on the way to the gym.
Yes, I'm sure there are quite a few squirrels around here.
And some of them I call them and they just come right over.
They're so used to people.
Yeah, they're domesticated.
To a point.
Yeah.
You couldn't hold one in your hand.
No. I wonder if you get one from a baby, though, if you could actually do anything with it. If it ever bit you later, though, they're going to have some sharp teeth to bite the nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Open up nuts. We had a white cat named Sam, and he was lazy ass, like all of them are. And I remember one time, we used to taunt them all the time, cats. Good for taunting. And he cut his nail on the inside of my eyelid, and I just freaked. I picked him up over my head and wailed him down the ground. Of course, I think he landed on his feet like they always do.
Sure. How did he do that?
In our hallway, in our house, there was a light fixture in the middle of the hallway, and mm-hmm. we used to tie a long string with like a phony spider hanging on it.
Oh, yeah.
And we had cats and kittens, stuff like that, and we'd just shoot the thing down the hall, and it would just swing back and forth, and the cats would go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. We amused ourselves for hours like that all the time. We did with kittens and stuff, tormenting them and everything. Oh, we both had newts.
For our audience and for your co-host, what the hell's a newt?
A newt is like a little, I guess you maybe call it a lizard or something, but they're quite small.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when they died that we buried them at the side of the house. I don't even know why we did that. You could throw them in the toilet or something. They're just really small.
Because you want to give them a proper burial.
Yeah, we couldn't have the big lizard, so my parents got us newts. They didn't last very long. I don't think we took very good care of them. And we had a big dog named Beauregard, and he got huge. He was a big black lab.
Oh, sure.
And we didn't really have him that long. He was still kind of a pup, I guess. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, might have been a year old, maybe a couple years old. I don't even think we had him like 2 years, but he got sick with like ringworm or something, so we got rid of him. He got sick or something and was heaving and stuff, and he was sick. I don't know what happened to him after.
So
he went to the farm.
When pets get sick, a lot of people take them to the veterinarian.
Yeah.
What do you think of vets?
Don't think I ever been to one.
Oh.
We never took any pets anyplace. If something went wrong, we just dumped them. Yeah, we brought them to the Humane Society and get them put to sleep or whatever, but we never went to the vet to get anything done. Well, I think one we might have went to get fixed, and I think that was Baby, who we called the Bit, whose real name was Sniper.
Baby, Bit, and Sniper.
Yeah, we had this like big tree thing in a big pot, and he'd climb up it and hide kind of in it, and when he was just, we first brought him home. Wherever we got him, I don't know. I don't know if he was a stray or something, because we never really went and shopped for like a cat or a dog or anything like that.
Let's go cat shopping.
Yeah, so he used to hide inside like the top of the tree in the bush, and my dad called him Sniper. And then we called him Baby, and then we used to call him the Bit for short, though.
The Bit. Was somebody in your house French?
No, monsieur. No garçon. Silver plate.
Silver plate.
No, nobody.
Well, the reason I mentioned veterinarians is because I think it's a racket.
Veterinarians are
rackets. They take classes on how to get
your cash,
the most money out of you.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's how humane is that? Like they're telling us to be humane and take good care of our pets and stuff. But if you go in there and if you give them a sob story, I have no money, my dog's dying. They'll do it for next to nothing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, if you give a sob story, I've heard many people go and say, we don't have the money for this, just put them to sleep.
Okay, well, that's nice, isn't it?
That's nice, but...
But then they soak all the people that do have any cash.
That's right, if you walk in and they just tell you the amount and you just put out the money.
The first thing you fill out probably asks where you work. Oh, this guy's at Chrysler's. Sweet.
Exactly.
I'm going to soak them.
And, like, if you just think about the charges they make, like, analyze my dog's poop for worms or something, you know, it's a crazy amount of money. And the same with prescriptions for your pets. They're just as much for humans as they are for pets.
Do the pets get on your plan that you have from a regular worker?
Oh, they have plans. You go to the vet and you can buy insurance, sick insurance for your pet.
Wow.
Because it costs so much money. Like, you know, you can get one thing and it's like, you know, $1,200.
A lot of people really into that, though. They regard their pets as
part of the family.
Yeah,
so they play on that.
Sure.
Should they do that? No. I say no. You're nodding like, maybe.
Well, I don't know. For people that consider their pet in that manner and want to take the utmost care and everything in their pet, that's, you know, they have to do all that stuff, whether or not the price-wise it's out of control. But, I mean, you know, you have to take it for the checkups and you got to get this and that analyzed. And if it gets sick, this, and maybe you do want insurance so it doesn't cost you more of a fortune, then, you know, I don't know. It's not so bad if you consider it that way. But for just the regular Joe that has a dog or a cat. But I mean, I guess you still got to take and get his shots and you got to get his balls chopped and you got to
mm-hmm.
all that kind of crap.
That's right.
But it all adds up. And it's not cheap to get anything done either, I don't think, is it?
No, I'd say it's on par with humans.
Yeah.
Like, that don't make any sense to me. They're animals that, like, you know, it's like a I look at it like a cow or
yeah. But the thing is with them, chicken. I mean, if you don't do this, then the dog's going to do this. Or if you don't get, you know, the nails cut on the cat, then it's going to tear up the furniture. If you don't get it fixed, then this is going to happen. Or if you, you know, all those things.
Yes.
So you almost don't have a choice but to get the things done.
Yeah, you have to. I say you have to get those things done. The claws.
Some people don't take them regularly for shots and things like that, though.
No.
Which
they want
okay.
you to do.
Could not be, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's probably better that you do if you plan on keeping the pet, you know, if it's a lifer type thing, or if you just go through cats once in a while, you know, get sick and take it to the humane. Like I don't think we really did much with ours. There was maybe one pet that we actually brought to get some shots and things, but eventually it just was like, I don't think my parents wanted to bother with it. We'd just get rid of them.
Yep.
Secretly.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not something you're telling everybody about. It's funny, this stray cat that we have, we never got him. We got him fixed, but we never got him.
He's broken?
Yeah. No, we got his balls chopped, like you said.
Right.
But we never declawed him. Mm-hmm. And we give him a little scratch thing, and that's where he does his little sharpening thing.
Well, that's good, as long as it's not on the furniture and stuff.
Like, and he's like, sure, he's never even attempted to do anything on furniture. It's like, this guy knows what he's doing.
That's pretty good.
I think it's pretty good.
Lucky.
He's a very docile cat is what I mean to say. Mm-hmm. He does what we want him to do. He's almost like a dog.
He's almost like a human. He talks.
The talking cat.
How's sandpaper feel?
Roof.
It's my brother's name. Roof. So yeah, the vet thing is, it'd be a good racket to get into maybe. I wonder if they make good money.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, like a doctor. I wonder if they're regarded in any way. Like what does a doctor think of a veterinarian? He must laugh at him. Vet.
Exactly.
Give shots to dogs and cats. What a joke. They can't possibly swim in the same circle.
No.
As a real doctor.
Exactly.
Even chiropractors can't.
No, same thing. Chiropractors and veterinarians are in the same boat as far as the medical.
That's too bad. Veterinarians I don't care about, but it's too bad about chiropractors, because chiropractors can help you as much or more. I feel more than a regular doctor can. Hands-on. I like the hands-on approach.
I thought you were going to say hands down.
No, hands-on. Hands-on approach as opposed to, here, you take two of these and don't call me again.
Go away.
Yeah. Just take two of these and I'll see you in a couple of weeks. It used to be to call me in the morning, but veterinarians never really had to deal with them. Once in a while, I drop my grandmother off of a vet because she has cats all the time. Her last cat she had for 17 years.
Wow. That's an old cat.
Yep.
That's when you know the stuff's going to be going wrong. I remember when I first started, when me and my wife first started having pets, that the whole vet thing, I was against vets. And she's like, well, no, you got to go to the vet. It's part of the thing. You're like, you know, they're there for
The guy's always going to say, screw the vet. I'll give it shots.
Although I remember one time we had one dog, big dog, black lab, a Beauregard of a dog,
mm-hmm.
and it got hit by a car.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like a human. It's so big.
Yeah.
We had to get that put to sleep, but I remember I didn't want to go. I figured, let's just put him out of his misery. Let's get your dad over here with his gun, and we'll shoot him, and we'll bury him, and that'll be the end of it. But he came over, he had his gun, and he said, I can't do that. I'm like, oh, God.
Why didn't you?
I hadn't shot a gun in a while.
Nothing to it. Point and shoot.
What? It's just like one of those digital cameras.
Pretty much.
I don't know what it was. I think I might now, but...
You also have a bird.
Yes, we do.
The last few shows, we haven't heard him, but...
You want me to go turn the water on? He'll start chirping. I think as the weather gets colder, too, he...
Maybe at one time, I think I might have had a bird for a little while, but I don't really remember. I do remember having to clean a cage and stuff for a bird. It must have been when I was pretty young, and I don't know where I got him and how I got rid of him. I don't know. I couldn't... unless it was a cool bird that talked and stuff, that would be cool, but...
Those are expensive.
Just to look at a bird, I don't know. If I'd need a bird.
Well, me and my wife were talking about this show, and she said that's her favorite pet. And I think it has mostly to do with what you get out of it. It sounds, you know, in the morning it's nice, it's chirping, it's, you know, she's doing her dishes, doing whatever, and she has a bird in her house. And
if I had a bird, if I liked a bird in the morning, I'd want it to be one of the cock-a-doodle-doos to wake me up.
But we have
that would be cool.
We have one right next door.
A cock-a-doodle-doo, yeah.
Yeah, there's roosters over there. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, a rooster.
When I'm getting into my car, and you know, I'm like, I'm in friggin' farmland out here.
That's cool. But it's what, low upkeep?
Low upkeep. Yeah, you change the water every other day.
But yeah, that's fine. But do you do anything with it? You take it out and let them walk around and play with them?
No.
See, like what fun? Like, yeah, it's, you say like this is my favorite pet because I don't have to do anything with it. Well, what if you just get rid of it?
We interact with it. Like you can go up to the cage and you whistle and it comes up to you and you know, you play. It's like you're having a conversation with your bird. Yeah. Like you whistle at it and he whistles back at you and he moves up and down and you kind of have fun with it.
Yeah, yeah, like you see in the store.
Like you see in the store, that's right.
What about fish? You got any fish?
We just got rid of some fish, beta fish that my kids had for the longest time.
Oh, beta version. They weren't the real fish, they were the beta.
No,
when did the real ones come out?
The VHS ones, you mean?
Beta. Remember that?
These are
VHS. We need to do a show on old technical gadgets.
VHS fish.
VHS-C fish, the smaller version.
We've had fish in and out. We got, what are those things over there? Hamsters.
Oh, you got hamsters?
Singular hamster. Now, my son gave his hamster away. He didn't.
Yeah, I think we had a hamster or a gerbil at one time.
Guinea pigs is another thing we've had.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember those.
We've always
bigger.
Had some kind of rodent.
I think my brother squeezed his hamster, I think hamster it was. Yeah, I think he squeezed it so hard that he just killed it.
Oh.
Yeah, they just, I don't know what, threw it in the garbage probably.
Well, his guts came out of his ass or his mouth?
Whoa.
I don't know. I don't remember. I know it was all sweaty. I remember that. We were really young, so I don't really... We had turtles.
We've had turtles, too.
Turtles are pretty cool.
They grow, that's for sure.
Low maintenance. You go up to the cage, up and down. They talk to you a little bit.
Are they that low maintenance? Once the water they're in, unless it's
yucky, unless you have a refiltering stuff or something.
Filtering system. We didn't have a filter.
But they got to be able to get out of the water, too, I think. I don't think you can just have full-blown water. And
oh, no. Yeah, they have to have something to crawl up onto, for sure. And we had a pretty decent setup. And I remember the day that we had to get rid of them. My son was just neglecting him and not feeding him and whatever, you know, that happens. And I remember bringing them out to the conservation area down the road. At Puce Road down there, there's a conservation area. And we put them in the water. And then my kids...
See you later.
See you later. My kids are crying and it was interesting.
One time, Lana and I went on a... I think we went out to Niagara Falls or something.
Inch by inch.
And we were on my bike, of course. And it's a... It was my previous bike, actually. It was an 80 FLT, but it's got the fiberglass bags and trunk and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we stopped at Colasanti's on the way back. And Colasanti's is like a petting zoo, garden...
It's a sanctuary.
A sanctuary.
What
they call. There you go. They had this mega amount of turtles as soon as you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Like tons of them. And they said, and they were saying, like, there's so many, it's the season or whatever, and they breed like crazy, and they just don't even know what to do with them. And I'm like, well, can I have one? So give me one. So... I put them in had a shoe box. I think they gave me a little box for it, a shoe box or whatever. Mm-hmm. He was just in the box all by himself. I never told him I had a motorcycle with me. And it's a Harley, so the it's a kind of a vibrating ride as it is.
That is a vibrating ride for a turtle in a shoe box.
So he's in a shoe box, and the trunk was full because we had, we were packed right up pretty much.
To go to Niagara Falls, of course.
I made some room in a side bag, and he was in the shoe box, turned the shoe box sideways, and drop it down in the side bag and rode him home. He never made it.
You vibrated him to death.
Yeah, it was a rough ride for a little turtle. I remember my brother and I had a turtle when we were younger. We used to keep him in a roasting pan. We didn't have him very long.
No.
We didn't have nothing to keep him in. He was in a roasting pan. His water went real dark and mucky all the time.
Sure.
And we just threw him in the backyard and he
crawled away.
Wherever to, I don't know.
It's where turtles go.
Probably still back there. Yeah, wherever turtles go. Domesticated city turtle.
That's right.
There's a nice animation Pixar film.
City Turtle. No. Have you seen big turtles before? I've seen like turtles as big as this table.
Yeah. The last time I saw a big turtle was at the Shedd Aquarium, I think, in Chicago, probably. The big tortoise type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. So cool. Like they're like they look like little turtles, but they're huge.
They're huge. They have heads as big as you.
They're amazing, man. That's big. I'd like to climb all over a tortoise. You know, sometimes you see them on TV and people climb on them, kids and stuff.
Yeah.
I've seen snapping turtles, too. I want to get too close to them snappers.
No.
Had them in a school before or something. They had like a display thing or whatever, and they hold it up by its tail and it'd be snapping.
Breaking pencils and stuff.
Yeah, they didn't do any tricks.
No?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. They do tricks at your school when they had
it? Yeah, I think so. I remember for some reason I remember seeing a pencil getting stuck in a snapping turtle's mouth and just...
A friend of mine had two ferrets, and then eventually they old age, and I think they're both gone now. But
now, what do you do with a ferret?
It's kind of like having a rambunctious cat, I guess. I don't know. And he had these tubes all over his house, like different places, and going through the wall. Sometimes he'd put them, and they just crawl, go crazy, and they're like these long things, almost mongoosey looking.
I think they're the same family, ferrets and mongooses.
Yeah, that's mongoose. Kind of a neat thing.
Do you call multiple mongooses mongeese?
No, they're mongai.
Oh, mongai. No, mongai's one mongai.
Mongai.
And then
look at all the mongai.
Multiple mongais are mongoose. Shut up.
Mongeese, I think it is.
Rant, rant, rant. That's why they call it the Jabbercast.
Yeah, what's the show on again this week?
I think it's about mongoose.
What about other people's pets? Like when you go to somebody's house and they got, you know, maybe you're allergic to their cat, or they got dog hair all over the place, you don't want to sit down, or some annoying dog that wants to jump all over you, slobbering and everything like that. That's could be a pain in the ass for
some
visitors.
People. Yeah.
Unless you're a real dog, but I mean, still, if some people come and visit and or you're dressed up or something like that and a slobbering dog comes all over you, like, what do you do? You can't even push it away because then you got drool all over you and stuff. People should be a little more considerate, maybe.
I don't mind. Dogs, a dog could do almost anything. I know it's a dog and I love dogs. Dogs is the one pet that I would love to have, and I can't have one because they keep getting killed here. But as far as that goes...
Yeah, I don't really mind so much, I guess, myself. Because I, you know... But I mean, I think some people would.
For sure, yes.
Especially dog, when it, if a dog's a drooly dog and jumping and rambunctious and, you know, all that kind of stuff like that, it can get a little... As soon as you walk in the door, a dog's going crazy all
sure.
over you.
There should be some kind of etiquette that you have when your animal is around your guests, for sure. And you should be in somewhat control of that.
Especially
animal.
If there's food around. Your chips and dip and stuff or something like that.
But you mentioned the allergic thing. I have my buddy Craig there. He's allergic to cats. And we have
my buddy Craig. Yeah, go on.
That's your dream buddy. He is allergic to cats, and he comes and visits us every once in a while. And sometimes he has reactions, and sometimes he doesn't. And it's not a pretty scene. He can't breathe, and I feel bad that he, you know, he's having problems. He goes out in our garage and tries to get air, but that's just one of those things that, you know, there's a balance there that you got to have, I think, as far as being considerate to your guests and also, you know, wanting to keep your pet as well.
I got bit in the face by a German Shepherd when I was three.
And you still
out
remember?
In front of the old Steinbergs. Yeah, I remember some things. I know I got rushed to the hospital to get stitches. I went up to it and kissed him. While the owner was holding it out front of Steinbergs, I went to kiss him, the dog, in the face or whatever, and it bit me.
And
he was. They were already waiting for... I think I might have mentioned this on a show at some time. They were out there waiting for the police to come because it had just bit somebody else. So it was a two-for-one night for that dog. I remember lots of blood, and I remember one of the workers from Steinberg's, like, I don't know if he was a butcher or whatever, he had the white, big white apron and everything on, and grabbed me and carried me inside. I don't know why he was carrying me, and my parents were there and everything too, but I don't know what happened, but anyway.
Okay, so you have scars from that still?
Yeah, somewhere. I couldn't find it now if I tried, probably.
Okay.
I think, I was three, so my face was probably a little smaller, but it was, I think, probably 5 or 7 stitches or something like that. Wasn't a great deal, but I remember it bleeding pretty good.
Steinberg's.
I don't remember much at that age, but I just remember those couple things.
Sure.
Traumatizing.
Of course. And that was a German Shepherd, you said?
Shepherd, yep.
Yeah, I was when I was a kid, there was a couple kinds of dogs that I was like, ooh, Dobermans were one. Mm-hmm. German Shepherds were another.
Yeah, they can be nasty, especially a Doberman. I've had friends that had Dobermans and they're just crazy. I've had friends that had some really cool dogs. Dalmatian, Marmaduke.
Greyhound?
Yeah. No.
Great Dane.
Great Dane. What other kinds of specialty dogs? Greyhounds would be cool. I remember when I was at my ma's in Arizona, 04, there was a Greyhound track there that was like closed up because it wasn't illegal. It wasn't legal anymore, I don't think.
Shut it down.
But they still had the, you know, you could see the writing on the side of the building and all that stuff. It was kind of neat. It would be neat to see dog races.
Sure. They have those in Florida still, though, don't they?
Yeah. I don't think they were allowed to race anymore.
No, that is inhumane enough as it is from stuff that I've seen.
Yeah, I guess. The animal doesn't have a choice. That's what's inhumane about it.
Exactly.
If you ask the dog, say, you want to run? Yeah, I want to run. Let's run.
Exactly. You're running now because we're telling you to run. Go.
Yeah, for their profit.
Loose, sink ships. Gin Tabs in 9. One in the hands with two in the bush.
Jabber, bully, jabber, bully, jabber, bully. Jabber, bully, jabber, bully, jabber, bully.
This week's Jabber Quote, Never Cry Wolf. Brought to us by
Steve and Larry.
Never Cry Wolf. What does that mean exactly?
It's about false alarms.
Yeah, let's dissect that a little bit.
All right. I got the knife right here.
I got the bread and butter.
Do you?
Crying wolf is like when you created all these false alarms until eventually when it's a real alarm that you're not taking seriously.
Exactly. Is that
it's
a
still hard to explain.
Yeah, that's an interesting analogy.
That's basically what it is. You
need help.
Crying wolf is claiming that you
need help.
You need help or need something, and when you really don't, and then a time will come when you really do need the help, and it's not going to be there for you, or that nobody believes you. And there was actually a story of some kind, don't cry wolf.
This little boy who actually said there was a wolf, and the people came and said, there's no wolf. Yeah, there was a wolf.
He was just make-believing it.
Yeah, he was an attention-starved little boy.
Right.
And since he was attention-starved, he wanted people to pay attention to him, so he started crying wolf, and eventually a wolf really did come, and they said, oh, don't listen to him.
Yeah, that's the best scenario probably right there, and that's probably where it came from, and back in the 20s or the 10s or something.
Yes, way back in the way back days.
Yeah, but that's basically what it is creating all these little false alarms, and when it's a real alarm that nobody's going to believe you, so don't cry wolf. Crying wolf is actually the act of your phony alarms.
That's what it is.
Don't cry wolf, because it'll come back to bite you.
Never cry wolf.
Never cry wolf.
Okay, I won't.
A wolf would be a cool pet.
You think?
I always thought that having a wolf would be the coolest thing. A fox would be neat too, but a wolf would be the coolest.
A wolf is very dog-like.
Or a coyote. Yeah.
I remember driving down the road over here, Myers Road, and I remember seeing, it was in the wintertime, and I saw this animal, and it was a rather large animal. I'm thinking, that's a big dog coming through the
tundra.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's plowing, snow's flying up. And I'm like, wow, that is a really... And I'm driving, and we're kind of going to intersect at one point. He's coming towards the road, and I'm driving. And he came like within 10 feet in front of my car, which is going 80 kilometers an hour. Came right in front of me. I'm like, whoa, that is a freaking big dog. And I realized, no, that's no dog. That's a stinking wolf.
Don't see wolves around here that much.
Not too much, but I know there's at least one around. And where there's one, there's usually two.
A pack, they call them.
Oh, pack of wolves.
Sure.
Great Bad Company CD. Mm-hmm. Running with the
wolves. A pack of wolves would be bad company.
Unless
one of my faves.
You were brought up by the wolves. And what was the Jungle Book? Was he brought up by wolves?
I don't know if it was necessarily wolves, was it? But he was brought up by
some kind of dog animal
on his own. Yeah, I don't remember really. I used to like that one as a kid, the cartoon Jungle Book.
And Jungle Book.
I actually have the movie and haven't watched it yet. It was from the, oh, geez.
Animation or real life?
30s, 40s, 50s, the real movie. It's the real one, but it's old. Mowgli was the kid's name. Mowgli.
And Bagheera.
Yeah, I don't remember anybody else, but Mowgli. I thought it was a tiger or something. It was his buddy or something anyways.
Oh, the tiger was Shere Khan.
And the Tigger?
Shere Khan was the tiger. He was bad.
Here comes a kitty now. This is a big, gray, long-haired terrier cat with a pink collar. Hi, kitty.
This cat here, he...
I like that cat. It's big.
He's big, all right. He's psycho. It's like he knows that there's a stranger in the house, and he'll go near him, but he won't let you get too close to him. He's always...
This is the one you always got to throw off my chair.
Is he on? Yeah, he gets up on the chairs. Cats like stuff over their head, I found. We had our Christmas tree up. Cats,
they get underneath.
They get underneath, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's so much just something over their head, but it's they like to weasel their way into a...
spot.
Yeah, they like to hide, kind of.
It's like hiding, yes.
Dark little underneath something.
Exactly.
Away where you can't find them.
Any other pet aspect? What about...
Parrot would be cool.
Parrots?
Mm-hmm. Talking bird would be neat.
Would there be times where it would not be neat, though?
Yeah, probably.
Shut the f*** up!
Yeah.
That's what I think. That's the only thing I can't imagine having a talking bird, because he'll be talking when you don't want him talking.
I can't think of any other particularly special pets we had.
No, let's get down to the deep root of having a pet. Why do people have pets?
A lot of people get pets for the kids. Okay. Oh, my son needs it. I want to get a dog for my son or whatever.
No. What's the need of a child having a pet?
Learning.
Oh, you think it's a learning experience?
Learning, sure, is one. And I think the other one is a bond of, well, it's still learning, but, you know, some type of bond or responsibility, perhaps.
Very good. That's what I was trying to get at.
Feeding. And
they realize what it takes to take care of something. Mm-hmm. And what it's like to not take care of something.
Yeah. When it dies.
When it dies, exactly. Happens. That's right. And that's another thing. They get used to the death thing. If a kid gets really close to his pet.
Another part of the learning
process.
It's
usually the first thing that they learn about death is their pet dies. Mm-hmm. Were you going to say something?
No. Oh. I was just going to say that's all part of the whole learning process. The feeding and the responsibility and death. And they can learn a lot from having a pet.
I think so. And then there's adults who have pets. I realized as we got older and our lifestyles change, certain pets really limit your lifestyle. Like if you have a dog, mm-hmm, and you want to go out of town for a few days, someone's got to come and take care of your dog for you.
Right.
Or you got to take the dog with you.
Mm-hmm. Or take him to a kennel.
Yeah, we did that once, yeah. Yeah, if you can afford that kind of thing.
Take him to a place where they,
that's where they do
keep your dog for a while for you.
Little doggy hotel, yeah. There's a place down here that they do a good job. But some adults replace, or I shouldn't say replace, but since they don't have any children, they get pets.
Sure, or elderly people.
Or
companionship.
Sure. Someone to talk
another
to.
Another good reason, companionship.
That's right. It's kind of interesting how humans relate so closely to certain animals. I just think it's kind of a neat...
With cats and dogs, I think, being the most widely accepted choice of pet for people, I think. A lot are fish, things like that, for
sure.
Kids and whatever. But I think dogs and cats are... Probably more dogs and cats than any other... Wait. That's all, folks. Any other pet. Wouldn't you say?
Yes. I wonder when pets started. Like, did the cavemen have pets? Pet dinosaur?
I don't know how far back these animals were, but they were, you know, they probably at some point in time, maybe because for companionship, I wouldn't think they'd make them work so much, except maybe in the Great North or something like that. They found uses for the animals.
Right.
Then they have to treat the animal well to, you know.
I'm just kind of curious when that started, and then... It kind of evolved into what we have today. Like there's a whole healthcare system for them, and there's the Humane Society, and
some animals have to be pets because if they weren't, they'd just be like, you can't have a really dumb little dog just nowhere. That's got to be a pet taken care of, a stupid little dog.
Right, and that's a good point.
Or little poodles. You don't see stray little poodles around and stuff like that. It's got to come from somewhere and be taken care of.
Right. So.
Bigger, messy dog in the alley and all that, you know, that sometimes you would almost deem normal, but a little dog like a,
right,
you know what I mean?
Chihuahua.
Little beagles that are just run wild. That doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen.
Chihuahua.
Because, dogs have been bred to be a certain way.
Huh?
Dogs are bred to be, they want them to do a specific task or act a specific way.
Yeah.
And then there's pit bulls, which now... Mm-hmm. Across North America, there's many municipalities that are banning pit bulls.
My brother has one.
Does he? Yeah. So he's grandfathered in with his pit bull, or he just
grandfathered in.
I mean, if you had one before the law, you can keep him. That's what I mean by grandfather.
Yeah, I'm sure that they did. It was his girlfriend's dog originally, but they must have had it from a pup or something.
And to own one, you have to have $1 million insurance, public liability.
Oh yeah.
You have to have this life insurance.
And I don't know how it works for them.
He's on the sly. I'm sure there's a lot of pit bull owners that, you know, as long as their dog is not visible to neighbors, because there's a lot of people out there who just are terrified of pit bulls.
They take it out to go to the washroom and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, do they? But, well, then he's probably on the up and up.
Yeah, I don't know. Could be. Could not be. So, yeah, there you have the pet show, I think. Is there anything else?
No, that's 52 minutes of...
Yeah, plenty of pet talk.
What's our next show going to be on, Big JD?
Next week is pyromaniacs, kleptomaniacs, and just plain maniacs.
Do you know any maniacs?
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about that next week.
So if you have any show topic ideas or want to get in touch with us in any way, just go to the contacts page of the website.
Which is at thejabbercast.com.
And you can click on the leave us a message button there and... record us whatever you want. It's the easiest way to get in touch with us.
Yep. We're waiting to get one of those My Chingos on the air.
And just so you know, I mean, if you found this on iTunes and you've not checked out our website in any way, we have a schedule up there of what's coming up over the next couple few weeks,
mm-hmm.
our shows, and you can listen online, and there's a little bit of information on there about us and the Jabbercast. And
yeah, it's a good resource for information about Big JD and Lippo and the show in general. And if you want to email us, you can email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com.
In any case, from Big JD and Lippo.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.